If you have been in practice for a reasonable number of years, you have probably encountered an adolescent patient who presented with a dentigerous cyst in the mandibular premolar or maxillary canine area. These are seen as well-defined radiolucent areas surrounding the crown of an unerupted tooth. Usually, the associated primary tooth is present. Untreated, these cysts can drive the associated permanent tooth significant distances to unusual positions in the jaws. An article titled Clinical Conditions for Eruption of Maxillary Canines and Mandibular Premolars Associated with Dentigerous Cysts by Masamitsu Hayamoto et al., which appeared in the November 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, contains some practical information for dealing with adolescent patients who present with dentigerous cysts. In this article, the author studied 58 cyst-associated teeth, including 47 mandibular premolars and 11 maxillary canines, utilizing panoramic radiographs and histologic materials. They divided the subjects into two groups, the first of which they labeled the erupted group, in which the teeth had erupted successfully after marsupialization, and the second, the non-erupted group, in which the teeth had undergone orthodontic traction or cystectomy with removal of the cyst-associated tooth. I should note that there are three potential ways to deal with dentigerous cysts in adolescence, and they include removal of the entire cyst with the impacted tooth, marsupialization, and orthodontic attachment and traction of the impacted tooth, which is often performed after marsupialization if adequate space exists. These cysts most commonly occur in the mandibular premolar and the maxillary canine areas. In this study, 81% of the mandibular premolars and 36% of the maxillary canines in the cysts erupted successfully about 100 days after marsupialization without traction. The authors emphasized that the average time to tooth eruption after marsupialization was 109 days, and that the number of erupting teeth decreased after 110 days. Based on this finding, they suggested that a period of 100 days after marsupialization as a critical time for deciding whether to extract or use orthodontic traction. Essentially, what they're saying is that if you simply do marsupialization, you have a reasonable chance of the permanent tooth erupting. However, if this does not occur within the 100 days, you should consider placing an attachment on the unerupted tooth and using orthodontic traction. When they tried to identify characteristics associated with dentigerous cysts that would help them predict whether or not they would successfully erupt, they noted that root length or maturity was successfully correlated with tooth eruption, with immature roots tending to contribute to a greater likelihood of tooth eruption. In the maxillary canine group, 71% of the non-erupted teeth had mature roots. The impacted teeth in the erupted group were also positioned significantly shallower and had a less severe angulation than the non-erupted group. Somewhat surprisingly, cyst size showed no significant difference between the erupted and non-erupted groups in the mandibular premolars. However, for the maxillary canines, the erupted group demonstrated smaller cyst areas than in the non-erupted group. And somewhat surprisingly also, it was found that there was no significant difference between the amount of space required or available for eruption. The bottom line of this study is that although dentigerous cysts, including the associated permanent tooth, often are treated by surgical removal, these permanent teeth can often spontaneously erupt if the root is not fully matured. If the eruption does not occur spontaneously within 100 days after marsupialization, you should consider attaching to the permanent tooth and using orthodontic traction. If you identify an adolescent patient who has a dentigerous cyst, I would strongly urge that you read this article in its entirety. It appears in the November 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.